Now, friends, before I start the concept of what is salary, what are the items which can be treated as a part of salary, a small question I want to ask to you. What about the partner? If the partner of a firm receives salary from the partnership firm, so partnership firm is there, where there are two partners, partner A and partner B, and they are having 50%. A is having the sharing profit and B is also having 50%. Now A, apart from receiving the profits, also receives rupees 10,000 per month for the services rendered to the partnership firm. Now he's a partner. Shall this 10,000 rupees salary received from his firm, partnership firm, that is 1,20,000 yearly salary, shall it be taxable as salary? The answer is no. If the partner receives the salary from his own firm, then it cannot be taxable under the head salary, because there is no master and servant relationship between the partner and the firm and the other partners. Everybody is equal. So the partner, of course, is receiving salary from the firm for working, and that salary shall be taxable. But that salary shall not be taxable under income from salary. That salary shall be taxable as income from business or profession. So the salary received by the partner shall not be taxable as salary. The salary received by the partner shall be taxable under the head business or profession by virtue of Section 28 of the Income Tax Act. Now, having explained to you all these concepts, I want to tell you what are the items which can be treated as a part of salary. Now, salary, what are the items which can be treated as part of salary? Salary also includes the following items. The first item is wages. So if the person receives the wages received by the employee, the worker receives wages, these wages shall also be treated as part of salary. So if a worker has received 5 lakhs rupees wages, then this wages is received by him by virtue of master and servant relationship. And that's why this wages shall also be taxable under the head income from salary. There's no difference between salary and wages. There's no difference in income tax between white collar and blue collar or whatever. The worker receives the salary. And if it is taxable, there's a limit. So if it is taxable, then he has to pay the tax. So this wages of 5 lakhs rupees shall go under the head salary. Second is annuity. Annuity. What do you mean by annuity? Annual amount over and above salary. Suppose my salary is rupees 20,000 per month, and my employer promises to give me rupees 1 lakh every year at the end of every year over and above my salary. So this is annual amount. It is not a bonus. It is an annual amount which has been promised by the employer over and above the salary. So what shall be my total taxable salary? 20,000 rupees into 12 plus 1 lakh of rupees. Annuity. What is the meaning of annuity? Annual. annual amount received regularly after the end of the every year shall also be taxable as salary. So, if the annual amount is received besides the salary, along with the salary, in addition to the salary, that amount shall also be taxable as salary. Understood? Very good. Now, third thing is gratuity. What is gratuity? Gratuity. Gratefulness. Out of the large heart. Dear friends, the employee puts so many years of service in the organization. He puts 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in an organization. And when he retires, the employer pays him gratuity. That is, after the retirement, how he will survive? Because the regular flow of salary stopped. So he will be given a lump sum amount. So that gratuity is what you call it, called as gratuity, gratefulness. The employer is grateful to the employee that, my dear employee, you have been very kind enough to give me 15 years of your life, 20 years of your life, 5 years of your life, 10 years of your life. I will give you, at the time of retirement, when there is no relationship of master and servant, on that day I will give you some amount in lump sum, may it be 10 lakhs, may it be 5 lakhs, may it be 8 lakhs. That is called as gratuity. But entire amount of gratuity is not taxable. If the employee is a government employee, or the employee is the employee of the state government or a central government or a local authority, that is municipality, etc. And what is local authority? You will see the explanation under section 10, subsection 20, article 243 P of the Constitution of India says what is local authority. So, if the employee is of a local authority, that is municipality, if the employee belongs to the government, that is central government, or the, what you call it, state government, and the employee receives the gratuity on the retirement, then this amount of gratuity is exempt under section 10, subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. Can we say that the employee, if he is a government employee, then if he receives any amount of gratuity that shall not be taxable as salary, that shall be exempt under section 10, subsection 10, subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. So, gratuity received cannot be taxable as salary. Then you should ask me, then why this amount is here? Why it is treated as salary if it is exempt? Because if it is exempt, then it should not come here in the case of the private sector employees. Now, the gratuity is exempt up to 10 lakhs of rupees. There is a method of calculation of the gratuity under section 10, subsection 10, subsection 2 in the case of private sector employee. And if the gratuity crosses that amount, then the excess amount shall be taxable under the head gratuity. So, suppose my exempt gratuity, I am a private sector employee, and my gratuity is, what you call it, exempt to the extent of 6 lakhs rupees or to the extent of 10 lakhs rupees. My employer pays me 12 lakhs rupees. After calculation under section 10, subsection 10, subsection 2, that amount is calculated, the balance amount shall be taxable as salary. So, can we say that the balance amount of gratuity after calculation of the exemption, provided the method of exemption is provided under section 10, subsection 10, subsection 2, after that, whatever is the balance amount, that shall be taxable as gratuity, as salary. Entire gratuity shall not be taxable, neither entire gratuity shall be fully exempt in the case of the private sector employee. However, if the employee is a government employee or a state government employee or a central government employee or an employee of a local authority, that amount of gratuity shall be fully exempt, whether it is 5 lakhs, whether it is 10 lakhs, whether it is 15 lakhs, whether it is 75 lakhs, whatever. Is that clear? So this is how we have to understand the concept of gratuity. The next, fees, commission, perquisites, profit in lieu of salary. If I give to my employee fees, instead of calling it a salary, I call it as a fees. Still, whatever you call, you can't change the basic character of the salary if it is received from the employer by virtue of the master and servant relationship. Whatever is the name of the receipt, that is not material. So if the employee receives the amount for rendering the services from his employer, and in the books of accounts of the employer treats, even if it treats as a fees, even it treats as a commission, even that commission or that fees shall be, must be, has to be taxed under the head salary. Now, perquisites, I'll come to that later on at a different platform. But I will explain to you what do you mean by perquisites. Perquisites means some facilities, some amenities, some conveniences, something more extra given to the employee, not in the form of cash, but in the form of facility. That facility is called as perquisite. So perquisite is nothing but a facility, an amenity, a convenience provided by the employer. Generally, perquisites are in kind, and that convenience shall also be valued, and that is treated as perquisites. So the employer, if he provides a house, the employer, if he provides a TV set, if the employer provides a motor car, if the employer gives interest-free loan over a certain amount, that is called as perquisite. And that perquisite shall be valued and shall also be treated as a part of salary. Can we say that salary includes the value of the perquisite? So perquisites are also taxable. So suppose my employer provides me a car and my salary is 10 lakhs rupees yearly. Now the value of the car will not be treated as my income. There is a method that if the car is a big car, then 2400 per month shall be added in the hands of the employee, notionally, artificially, fictionally, hypothetically, imaginarily, and that 2400 rupees monthly into 12 shall also be treated as a part of salary. Again, I'll tell you, my salary is 10 lakhs, my employer has provided me a motor car, and the car is a big car. The market value of the car is 20 lakhs. I am not concerned with the market value. I am concerned in my hands. My salary is 10 lakhs rupees. And I have been provided with a car. So what shall be my taxable perquisite? So add perquisites. And what is perquisites? Now perquisite depends whether the car is a big car or a small car. So if it's a big car, what do you mean by a big car? If the cubical capacity of the car is more than 1.6 liter, it is called as a big car. And if it is a car, it is a big car. Then, and it is provided by the employer to the employee, and the car is used for personal purposes of the employee as well as for the official purposes of the employee. If the car is used for the personal purposes of the employee as well as for the official purposes of the employee, then 2400 into 12, that is 28,800 rupees, shall also be added annually in the hands of the employee. Now he will have to pay the tax on 10,28,800. This is how he has to pay the tax. You will appreciate, you will learn, you will understand that he has not received 28,800. But has he not used the car provided by the employer for his personal purposes also along with his official purposes? The answer is yes. Once the answer is yes, the income tax will say that every month I will add 2,400 rupees in your salary artificially, so that taxable salary of the employee will become 10,28,000. Are you understanding me, dear friends? So this is how we understand what is the meaning of perquisite. So perquisites shall also be treated as a part of salary. Now next is profit in lieu of salary. Profit in lieu of salary. I will tell you what do you mean by profit in lieu of salary. A very important concept. Profit in lieu of salary. What is the meaning of profit? Profit is a business word. In salary, there is no profit. In salary, there is no profit. Then why this word is appearing in the chapter of salary? There is a particular section called section 17, subsection 3 of the Income Tax Act. This talks about profit in lieu of salary. Now what is the profit in lieu of salary? Means, suppose I am employed in X Limited and my salary is 10 lakhs rupees per annum. Now my timings are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I am a doctor and employed in a hospital. Say X hospital. My salary is 10 lakhs rupees per annum. I am working in that hospital from this time 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in ICU. I am a doctor, regular doctor. Now the management of the hospital tells me in next month that Dr. Sharma, we will see you. We will like you not to come at this time, but please come from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning. Now they change my timings. Earlier it was 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now they say that no, you have to come from next month from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. I say, sir, this is very difficult. I spoil my whole night. They say, don't worry. What is your salary yearly? I say, my yearly salary, sir, 10 lakhs rupees. They say, okay, we will pay you 2 lakhs rupees once, only one time. To agree to this particular change in the terms of employment. So next year I will receive 10 lakhs rupees salary plus 2 lakhs rupees. That is called an extra amount for agreeing to change the conditions of the employment. So this I will be liable to pay tax on 12 lakhs rupees. Dear friends, this is not a usual payment. Only once it will be given. So can I say, profit in lieu of salary means if the terms of employment are changed and extra amount is paid to the employee for change in the terms of the employment, that extra amount paid shall also be treated as salary, but it shall be named as profit in lieu of salary, profit in exchange of salary, profit in extra of salary, profit besides the salary, profit, what do you call it, in addition to the salary. This is called as profit in lieu of salary.
Now, I give you an example. I am working in a company X Limited. Now, the Y Limited wants me. I say, no, I am not interested in joining a new company. They say that we'll pay, my salary in X Limited is 10 lakhs rupees per month, per annum. Now, Y Limited agrees to pay me 15 lakhs rupees per annum. I say, no, I am not interested. It is okay for me. They say that when you will quit your earlier company in which right now you are working, your present company, if you quit, we will pay you 5 lakhs rupees. Now, this new company is not my employer. He may be my employer in future, he may not be my employer in future. Now, he says, if you quit your present company and join my company, not only I will pay you 15 lakhs rupees per annum, but also I will pay you once rupees 5 lakhs to quit your company and come to my company. So, I will pay you 15 lakhs rupees in the first year, I will pay you 15 lakhs rupees plus 5 lakhs rupees, that is 20 lakhs rupees. But in the second year, he will not pay me 5 lakhs rupees again. He will pay 5 lakhs only once. In the second year, my amount will be 15 lakhs, 15 lakhs, 15 lakhs only, unless and until it is increased. Please understand. So, profit in lieu of salary means the amount received over and above in addition to the salary. Now, the third thing I would like to tell you in profit in lieu of salary is called key man salary, key man insurance premium. Now, what happens, you know, what is key man insurance? Certain employers pay the insurance premium for their most vital and important persons in the organization. Suppose Mr. A is very important person in a company. Now, suppose unfortunately he dies, and because of his death, there is a loss of rupees 20 lakhs in the company. They estimate it. To overcome this loss, the company in which Mr. A is employed pays the insurance premium of rupees, suppose rupees 50,000 per annum. That in case if Mr. X dies, or in case if Mr. X completes a particular term of his employment, then on the death of Mr. A, and on the death of Mr. A, the insurance company will pay 20 lakhs rupees. Again, I will repeat. Mr. A is an employee of a company. Now, the company, he is a very key person. The company feels, anticipates that if Mr. A dies, there will be a loss to the company on his death of 20 lakhs rupees, or in case Mr. A retires, there will be a loss of 20 lakhs rupees on the retirement. Now, to protect the company itself from the loss, an insurance policy is taken by the company, and that policy is called as key man insurance policy. That policy is called as key man insurance policy, and key man insurance policy is taken with the annual premium of 50,000 paid by the company to the insurance company. Now, suppose something happens, then the company will get 20 lakhs. But now, Mr. A retires after 20 years, and the management of the company says that, look here, Mr. A, you are retired from the company and you have given us wonderful services over the last 20 years. Now, we hand over, we assign this key man policy in your favor. Now Mr. A is very happy. He says, now after retirement, the amount of 20 lakhs rupees is payable by the insurance company, not to the company, but to Mr. A who is retiring. Is it not the benefit? Yes, it is called as the benefit. And Keyman insurance policy shall also be this 20 lakhs rupees. Even it is received after retirement in the hands of the employee who retired, his name is Mr. A. This 20 lakhs rupees shall be, must be taxable. No doubt it is taxable. Under section 2, subsection 24, subsection 11 of the income tax. It shall be taxable. No doubt. It is an income. Because amount received on the maturity of the Keyman policy shall be taxable. And Keyman policy is taxable as income under section 2, subsection 24, subsection 11 of the income tax act. My question to you, shall this 20 lakhs rupees be taxable in the hands of Mr. A as income from salary or income from other sources, or shall not be taxable? Three situations are there. The answer is, this 20 lakhs rupees received by Mr. A, who has retired from the company, and the company has given this policy in favor of Mr. A, then this 20 lakhs rupees received after the retirement shall also be taxable as income from salary in the hands of Mr. A, who retired, and this income shall be taxable as income from salary and shall be treated as profit in lieu of salary. So can we sum up? The profit in lieu of salary means that any payment received for change in the terms of employment, or any payment received from a future employer, or any amount received under the Keyman policy maturity shall be taxable as income from other sources. Is that clear? This is how we have to understand. Now, I want to ask you a question. After retirement, the employee receives pension. Shall this pension also be taxable as salary? Yes. Even there is no service now, and the pension is received which is crossing certain limits of exemption, then that pension shall also be taxable as salary. Salary includes under section 17, subsection 1, wages, annuity or pension or gratuity or fees, commission, profit in lieu of salary or perquisite. Please understand. So pension received shall be taxable, but if he is a government employee, then pension shall not be taxed, pension shall be fully exempt. But in the case of a private sector employee, we will deal with this issue later on as to how to calculate the exemption on pension, how to calculate the exemption on gratuity, etc. So pension shall also be taxable. Now I want to ask you, advance salary. The employer has paid the salary in advance. Means, this year's salary has been paid, but the salary has also been paid for next 3 years in the same year. The question is, shall this advance salary be taxable in the year in which it is received, or shall be taxable in the year in which it is generated? The answer is, advance salary shall be taxable in the year in which it is received. So if you have received in this year, next 2 years salary, you have not worked, then also you will have to pay the tax. Don't you remember the salary under section 15A and section 15B, that salary is taxable on receipt or advance basis, or receipt or accrual basis, whichever is earlier. So advance salary shall also be taxable.